Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you been trying to get creative and think of something healthy and fit, fun to give dad on Father's Day, to give your spouse, to give your dad? I know for my husband, I've been coming up with all kinds of ideas and thinking of things that I can give him, but I want to give him things that I know that he'll like and use, because, you know, you can hand someone a scale and they're going to look at you like they just bought you a blender for Mother's Day, so, or a vacuum cleaner. So we want to come up with ideas, and that's what we're doing today. My guest is Tom Holland. He's a fitness expert and exercise science and sports psychology. So welcome to the show, Tom. Come on up with some ideas for us for a fit and healthy Father's Day gifts.
You know what's so funny, Melanie, is I got a blender for Christmas and was so excited.
I guess I would be too, a juicer, right? A blender, an immersion blender. Yeah, that'd be good.
I finally got the expensive one that I would never buy for myself, you know.
I was probably pretty excited about a vacuum cleaner, too, but that's just
right?
Me.
But your point is, so, you know, obviously you hit on the two things that are so important in fitness that people like and they're going to use. Those are two of the hardest things to figure out over time for each person. And the great news is, as you know, things are not that expensive anymore, and the expensive items are not necessarily the ones that people are going to use. It's usually inversely proportional, right? So huge thing today are DVDs. We know the P90X. I even did something called Supreme 90 Day, a plan for people to follow, and I think they do them in the privacy of their own home. They're not that expensive, and it gives them something to follow, and that seems to be really resonating with people finally, which is great.
Okay, so DVDs, that's great. And you called it the P90X?
You know, P90X is one. I did Supreme 90 Day, which is a less expensive alternative, and it's multi-DVDs that people can, you know, pop in at home. With that, then they say, okay, we always get that question, I'm sure you do as well, what can I buy for my house? And resistance bands I love. They're easy, they take the place of dumbbells, they're inexpensive, and you can take them with you. So you get them at Sports Authority, any store like that, not expensive, and you can get a bunch of different weights, there's your dumbbells.
Okay, now let's talk about the health of dad and maybe his stress levels. What can we do to help reduce dad's stress level?
Now you send him on vacation, Melanie, or something, right? I mean, that's a tough one. You know what? You can do the yoga videos. I've started, for my stress, trying to do Tai Chi. And again, just DVDs, things at home, having quiet time. We don't have that anymore. And as you know, too, stress is going to be relieved just through any type of exercise. So we want to find that exercise, as you talked about, that he's going to do, which will help reduce the stress.
Now, how about buying him a trainer for a few sessions and or a massage therapist coming to the house?
Exactly. I had that on my list. And a huge thing, and the trainer may get him started on his own program. The trainer can show him what to do. You don't have to buy a bunch of sessions. Massage therapist, fantastic. I would love that if my wife is listening. That's a good one for Father's Day for me. And, you know, even a race entry, something to motivate him. Maybe he's been talking about he's always wanted to do that 5K or a bike ride or a triathlon, just something that gives him focus. And you can sign him up and say, hey, I've got your goal. And that can be really motivating.
Now, what about pedometers? What kind of present do you think they make? Now, I gave them to my children, but I have yet to give them to my husband and say, here, wear this around and let's see how many steps you're actually taking during the day. But
that,
you know,
can increase the stress level, Melanie.
See, I'm wondering about that. Really, Tom, is that going to be one that's going to increase or decrease? You know, but maybe it might give them a little wake-up call. They might say, wow, I really only took, like, you know, 1,000 steps today. How many did you say I was supposed to take? Oh, yeah,
right.
We'd like you to take 8 to 10. Well, I wasn't even close to that. So maybe a pedometer might be something.
Right. You know, and know your spouse, and I'm one of those people, technology is amazing. I just spoke at the place out in Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, about technology and fitness, and it can be really motivating. I bought myself, I always wanted one of these. You may have thought of it too many years ago. I thought, how great would it be if there was a scale that could wirelessly go to the internet and do body fat and everything? Well, those exist now. Why Things is one of them. That motivates me. I get on it in the morning. It tells me what I have. It goes to the internet. It emails me. I set goals. That, for me, is motivating. So a Fitometer, a Fitbit, a Nike Fuel Band. The list is endless and inexpensive, and even free apps. So you find something exactly that you think he may love and that may motivate him, and you just keep changing that. Every month, a couple months, you may do a new one, but that's a great idea.
I love the apps. So apps out there that we can get or download for him, things that what will track steps, calories, exercise, things that they
map
can just
my
keep.
Run, map my ride. I have a client who just used map my run. She couldn't run. She had all these knee operations. We got her strong. She just went out the other weekend and did her first 10K on her own. She used map my run. Just so motivating. She went home. She couldn't believe how fast, you know, because it tracks all your metrics. She saw the route on Google Maps. It's so motivating for so many people because we need this feedback, Melanie, as you and I know. And we didn't have this when we started out as trainers, either you or I. And now we just have all of these metrics that are really motivating. We can see our result. And that's one thing that will really keep us coming back.
Well, I know one thing, Tom, that I'd like to give my husband is a nice bottle of red wine. Not only is that going to, well, the resveratrol for high blood pressure and heart disease and relaxation,
absolutely. Get,
right?
Get him a wine of the month. I started drinking red wine a couple years back. You know, I needed some kind of alcohol, and that was the healthiest, right? And 1-2 glasses for men, 1 for women, as we know, has huge health benefits. So absolutely, what a fun gift, you know, a wine of the month club or something like that.
That is a really fun gift. Now, what about the dad that likes to get out there on the golf course, but we still want to give him something healthy to go along with that? Is there maybe some things, I mean, we want to take care of dad's skin. You know,
right.
Men need to watch their skin, hats, sunblock, you know, skincare. Might
right.
be a good one.
Absolutely. And men, we're not going to buy it for ourselves. So we always appreciate that, whether or not we tell you that, you know, the sunblock, the skincare, those type of things. I love it. I get the Kiehl's for Christmas every year as a gift. And we absolutely have to do that. I spend so much time outside, and we really need to. We need that sun, as you and I both know, but we don't want too much of it. So controlling that with the sunscreens and everything is really important.
And, you know, there's a lot of sun protective clothing out there that looks good out on the golf course that
absolutely.
They can, you know, the shirts and different, I'm sure, Under Armour and that sort of thing always makes a good gift for wearing on the golf course and still protecting them while they're doing it.
Yeah, and guys are, you know, I see guys out there and I shudder. They're wearing their old college, you know, cotton fraternity shirt that's 25 years old, 30 years old, and it's not the performance wear that they want. So you're absolutely right. The technology in clothing is amazing, and that's going to make you exercise longer and potentially prevent some heat stroke, you know, illness and everything as well.
Well, I love that you said performance wear, because that's a really great way to get a good, healthy Father's Day gift is to go to one of your sort of sports stores and
right.
have a little fun shopping in there, you know, maybe a running shoe store. They've got all kinds of fun little gadgety things that dad might like.
Yeah, and speaking of running, a new company that I'm doing a little stuff with is Elliptigo. And so many people want elliptical machines, and you're talking about getting outside. I'd never used an elliptical in my life, and they gave me this Elliptigo, and you get outside. It's an elliptical machine you ride on the road. I am like an 8-year-old person again, Melanie. It is so much fun, and for people who can't run, don't want to run, but want to be outside, it's just amazing. This has opened up a whole new world to the person who wants to get outside, exercise outside. So it's like a bike. It's like running. Not a lot of joint, you know, stress at all, and it's so much fun.
And what's it called?
It's called the Elliptigo.
Elliptigo.com.
If you haven't tried it, Melanie, I was shocked. I couldn't believe how much fun I had on it.
Well, these are some great ideas. Thank you so much, Tom Holland, for great Father's Day gift ideas. You know, you can look up healthy Father's Day gift ideas right here on Radio MD. Go to a running shoe store. Get him a massage or a hammock or a wine of the month club. Get him some nice skincare or good performance wear. You know, get him an oil-free grill cooker. They love that. Or a blender, a juicer. These are all great gift ideas. And you're hearing them right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.